Okay, so if you heard that message, this call is being recorded for those who couldn't make it at this date and time. And you are all muted at this point, so if you're trying to say something, we can't hear you. But when the time comes that we want to hear a question, there's a way that we'll announce how you can unmute yourself. I'm pleased to introduce our guest today, Kristen Truman, who actually is an ILCT student and took training with us a few years ago. You'll have to tell them when, Kristen. And remember, you also live in Fort Collins, or you did. I see you work in Wyoming now. I don't know if you still live in Fort Collins, but Fort Collins, Colorado, which is near and dear to my heart. I spent 25 years of my life there, and they just had about 12 inches of snow yesterday. So. Since my daughter lives there, too, by the way. So when did you take our courses at ILCT?
So I'm not muted, right?
Yeah, no, you're not. You and I are
not muted. You and I are not. Okay, very good. So I believe I finished spring of 2006.
How many hours
I think
did
I started
you take?
At the end of 2005.
Did you take the whole enchilada of 125 hours?
I completed up to the ACC.
Oh, okay, good.
Yep. And then the following fall, I went to Fielding and did their year-long evidence-based coaching program and completed the PCC from that perspective, yeah.
Terrific. Yeah, I actually was the advising coach to Fielding's program when they were getting that started because they needed an MCC, you know, who could be the director of training for that program.
Right.
So that was great. That's a terrific program. And
it
then,
was,
go ahead.
Well, it was really fantastic, actually, to have been through the ILCT training and then do that, because I felt like there were a number of people who started at the evidence-based coaching course at Fielding who hadn't had any formal coaching instruction. And so I felt like I had some skills that, especially the from therapist to coach kind of skills, moving past that, that others didn't have the opportunity to have.
Yeah. I know when, I think it was Lenny Wildflower and Francine Campone, I think were involved in your program, is that right?
Right, yep.
Yep. And when that was being developed, it was I got to take it online, and it was even challenging for me. But it's a terrific program, and I think it's a great way to start with ILCT and then take other courses out there for your advanced training. So then what happened? How have you used coaching since you've taken all that training, and what have you been doing?
Yeah, so then what happened? Well, I finished ILCT, and I was highly influenced and stimulated to leave my clinical practice. I was a nurse in the emergency department at the time, and being a clinical nurse specialist, then I decided to leave nursing at the bedside and begin my own coaching program, and so my own coaching practice, rather. And so I started my own practice and did that part-time to full-time, and also did some learned clinical simulation, which is basically like human simulators, like dummies that breathe and talk and so do some experiential stuff to kind of make sure that I had benefits, and did that part-time and built a coaching practice. And then after about a year and a half, decided to go to Cheyenne and bring my coaching, my clinical simulation, all of my nursing background, and my Outward Bound experiential learning experience bring that all to an OD organization development director position in Cheyenne at the hospital.
Wow.
And I did that for 3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Started a coaching program at the hospital so that all of the leaders could, in the beginning of their leadership orientation, have about 6 months of coaching, development coaching.